Let me tell you another Elihu in this world, Michael Johnson. I'm a little late to the party, but I haven't gotten a chance to preach, all right? So it's time to preach, all right? But Michael Johnson is a pastor of a church in North Carolina, his Temple Baptist Church, and he tried to cling himself to Pastor Anderson and be one of his friends, supposedly, but he obviously wasn't. He slandered him and lied about him and was trying to attack him privately. Even though Pastor Anderson's, you know, blessing him and doing good to him, he just wants to attack him. And now he's kind of supposedly separated from him and you know, people that are associated with Pastor Anderson, you know, myself included, or other people in the new IFB. And specifically, he decides to pick a fight with a Job. Okay, now who's a Job in my scenario here? It's Pastor Bruce Mia. He's a great guy who loves the Lord. He's one that fears God and eschews evil, and he's trying to do right, and virtually one of the wickedest places in the world. L.A., I mean, this place is a den of iniquity. There's so much evil there, and he's being a bright and shining light there, so of course he's going to be attacked. I mean, all the cockroaches see that big, huge light that's just beaming in L.A., and they're doing a great work, and Pastor Mejia is a great guy. Obviously, he's not perfect, and he's not, you know, one that's never made any mistakes, but at the end of the day, when we see evil happening to our friend, we have to ask this question: why? Why? And sometimes we don't know. But sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes it's real obvious why things are happening to him, okay? Pastor Mejia has been just quietly serving God and preaching the Bible, and certain sections of the Bible are unpopular with the LGBT crowd, like Genesis 19. That's not Pastor Mejia's fault that Genesis 19 is in the Bible. Romans 1, it's not his fault that it's in the Bible. 2 Peter, it's not his fault it's in the Bible. He's just preaching it, not provoking anyone. In fact, their biggest ministry is they put QR codes everywhere with a sticker that says, don't die, and it's a gospel presentation. Like, that's what they're doing, is just trying to get people saved, winning the Lord. And yeah, he preaches the Bible, and yeah, he preaches on that topic. But then some disgusting dyke or whatever found his preaching and decides to just create this protest against his church. They get like 13,000 signatures from people in the community trying to attack his church, to start protesting his church. The news media does hit pieces against his church for weeks, and they just have all these raging sodomites beating at the door, trying to hurt and to harm their church members, okay? Then all of a sudden, his church gets bombed, and it's like, I wonder who? I wonder why? Okay? It's not that hard to figure out, okay? And then you have people standing up for Bruce Mia. They're not trying to be one of Job's friends. They're not trying to be Eliphaz. They're not trying to be a Zophar. They're not trying to be these Bildad bozos, okay? They're trying to be a good friend and say, I stand with Pastor Mejia. Hey, Pastor Mejia is preaching the truth, and he's being persecuted for righteousness' sake, and we stand with them. So someone like Pastor Jason Robinson puts a Facebook post and says, you know, I stand with Pastor Bruce Mejia, you know, specifically on this issue. You know, of the sodomite issue and saying, we're with you, brother, and we're supporting you. Well, this Elihu comes out of nowhere. And again, just like the story, Elihu comes out of nowhere. Nobody asks Elihu's opinion. Nobody cares what Elihu has to say. But Elihu just wants to butt in. And so Michael Johnson comments on Jason Robinson's Facebook post. This is what he says. Quote, Bruce Mejia is a proven liar that has been bringing railing accusations against true men of God. I wouldn't stand with him or anywhere near him, for that matter. Looks like the hedge of protection is gone, and he's no Job. Now, this is my first thought. Look at verse 2. Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Where did you come from? What dark corner of the earth did you come from, blowing off your mouth? Now, you know what's uncanny is that this post is an Elihu playbook. And I'm going to prove that to you, okay? I'm going to prove that to you. Go to chapter 32 where we're introduced to Elihu. And just like Michael Johnson just can't keep it in, can't keep his mouth shut, he just has to blow his mouth when nobody asks his opinion, same as Elihu. Look at Job 32, verse 18. For I am full of matter, the spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Elihu's just saying, like, I can't not speak. I mean, I'm about to burst like a bottle. You know, I'm just ready. I'm full of matter. I have to give my opinion. Why? Because he has no discretion. You know, there's plenty of times not to speak. You know what? Michael Johnson is like Elihu. He just has to speak. He just has to give his opinion. He just has to attack Pastor Mejia for no reason, okay? Just coming out of nowhere. Because look, no one asked him. I didn't ask him. Jason Robinson didn't ask him. Pastor Mejia certainly didn't ask him, okay? And look at verse 21. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person. Neither let me give flattering titles unto man. For I know not to give flattering titles. And so doing, my maker would soon take me away. Now Elihu brings up this idea. He says, you know what? I wouldn't give any flattering titles unto men. And I guarantee, you know, Michael Johnson probably has that same mantra of, you know, I wouldn't flatter anybody, or I wouldn't give, you know, a flattering title. Because flattery is always wicked, okay? And Elihu's bringing up this flattering title thing. But here's the problem. Elihu flatters himself. Look at verse number 6. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. You know, Elihu says to Job, hey, Job, I know you want to ask God all these questions. Well, guess what? Your wish has come true. I'm in God's stead. Now, the same guy that said he wouldn't give any flattering title, you know what he also said? I'm in God's stead. Now, what could be a more lofty title for a man? Right? You know what you're basically calling yourself? A true man of God. Isn't that interesting? Oh, yeah. Pastor Mejia is a proven liar that has been bringing railing accusations against true men of God. Oh, I didn't know that you were going to bring that up about yourself. And guess what? How about flattering title? Why does he have to put the quantifier true? Because it's a flattering title. He wants to say that him and his buddy, you know, from the South or whatever, Manly Perry and Joe Major, that they're the true men of God, okay? That's a flattering title. Who decided that they were true men of God and other pastors aren't? Who made that determination? Oh, yeah, Elihu did, didn't he? I'm in God's stead. Oh, how wonderful you are. Go to chapter 34 and look at verse number 7. What man is like Job who drinketh up scorning like water? Now, wait a minute. What did Job 1 tell us? He was one that feared God and eschewed evil. He's saying he drinks up scorning like water. You know, that's a similar word to scorn, an equivalent? Mocking. You know what Michael Johnson constantly says that Pastor Mejia is doing? Mocking people through what? Memes. Oh, man, he drinketh up water like scorning. But guess what? You can be mocked for your faults, not just persecution. Look, if you're an idiot and someone calls you an idiot, it's deserving. If you're a fool and someone calls you a fool, it's deserving. And in fact, Jesus Christ went around calling people fools the whole time in his ministry. Thou fool, thou hypocrite. He was mocking and ridiculing them and insulting them because they needed it, because they were fools, because it was true. And you know what? Truth is not going to hurt you. Truth will help you when you start realizing you're an idiot, okay? And he says, oh, he's bringing railing accusations. Well, he's just like talking about Job. Oh, Job's doing all this scorning. Now, let me make something clear. We understand what railing accusations actually mean because we actually believe the Bible. So a railing accusation, according to the Bible, is some untrue statement that you're making about someone. But here's the thing. Michael Johnson doesn't believe that, okay? He believes that railing accusations are just speaking negative about anybody. So guess what? When he's saying that Pastor Mejia is bringing railing accusations against true men of God, let me interpret this for you. Memes against Manly Perry. Memes against Michael Johnson is what he's saying. And then notice what Elihu does. Oh, this guy drinks up scorning like water. It's the exact same playbook. What do? They try to just use the same tactics as Elihu and say, oh, this guy's so mean. And, you know, he's making fun of people and he's harsh about people. It's like, sorry, if you're an idiot, you're an idiot. That's your fault, not the guy that points it out to you. Look at verse number 8. Which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity and walketh with wicked men. I thought Job eschewed evil. I thought he was a perfect and an upright man. And guess what? This is the same tactic. Oh, Pastor Mejia is part of that new IFB group. They're all so wicked. They're all so evil. He walks with the wicked men, doesn't he? This is the same guy. Michael Johnson got up behind his pulpit and he said everybody in the new IFB would meme about the Lord Jesus Christ being crucified.
They memed him. Look, if it was Jesus, if Jesus died in 2020, they would have been memeing him. You know what that is? They put his picture up there, and then they put words over it and make fun of him, okay? That's what they would have done.
What kind of an evil, that's a literal railing accusation, okay? To say that your children would do that, and all the wives and all the old ladies and everybody in this room would meme about the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people in this room don't even have a social media. And they would meme about the Lord Jesus Christ? What kind of a horrible railing accusation is that? And then he has the gall to say that Pastor Mejia is railing. He's a railer. He's a scorner. Hey, it's just like Elihu who's looking at Job and calling Job wicked and saying his friends are wicked. And look, what kind of an evil person hates every single one of our pastor friends? How can you do that? How can you look at these men who love the Bible and they sacrifice and they're preaching the truth and they're the only ones standing up against this evil generation and then call them evil? It's like Elihu. Oh, this guy is walking with wicked men. You're a fool.